This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. We're going to leave our seats and hit the streets for a preamble to this month's episode about Coca-Cola and Christmas. Join us as we hear what Santa looks like and Coca-Cola tastes like. Enjoy the show.
Round, but not so round he can't fit down a chimney. Older male.
He would be the, you know, traditional
white beard,
fat white dude.
An old man.
He has
white eyebrows,
white hair,
like he stuck his finger in an electric socket.
The white beard,
twinkling blue eyes,
small round glasses,
rosy cheeks.
I was probably like one or two. We take those pictures, so I kind of thought that was Santa.
He loves milk and cookies.
With a red nose.
I always was angry at Santa when I was a kid because my mom would play that song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and it made me mad because my dad would be around and she'd be singing it, having fun.
Red jacket, fuzzy.
Puffy frills.
With white fur trim and a black belt.
Yeah, whoever that is, shout out to him.
What many people don't know is that Coca-Cola actually created the modern-day image of Santa Claus. So why not hear about Coke, too?
Coca-Cola is like
caramelly brown sugar, citrus, bubbly.
That's pretty sweet.
Sweet and refreshing.
Can be refreshing after a nap.
When I was a little kid, we weren't allowed to have it.
Fizzy and thick, almost like chocolate milk, but it's not because it's soda and mostly water and sugar. There's definitely a difference between it and Pepsi. It's like, I don't know, it makes your mouth tingle in a way. And like, it's good warm or cold, which most people wouldn't agree. I would drink it hot.
Coca-Cola and Christmas. Tune in on Christmas Eve as we play this month's Sidewalk Radio in its entirety. This is Gene Kansas, and of course, enjoy the holidays. See you soon.